good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today. I should just leave the room. Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers Bennett, BBB Southern Colorado is here. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hello.
It is so good to talk to you guys today. And I'm excited about our topic because it has to do with businesses focus right now. And this is not anything new. There has been a shift in business focus, and we're going to dive into this topic today because it's huge.
Huge.
It's huge, huge. But it is focusing. They're saying, shareholders, you are nice. You are great. Thanks for all you do, but you're not our focus anymore.
That's correct.
That's huge.
It's huge. It's very fascinating, too, to hear the statement kind of come out.
Yeah. So this statement, give us the background on this. It's called the Business Roundtable. Is that correct?
Correct. So this is, the CEO Business Roundtable. This is an organization that's been around since, it's founded in 1972, and it's made up of usually, top Fortune, 500 companies.
Yeah.
And they meet fairly regularly and discuss all different types of topics, best practices, trends in business, et cetera, et cetera. And they recently kind of dropped this this letter on folks as
They're
well.
They're like, mic drop, but letter drop.
Right, mic drop, letter drop, same thing. And they made the statement that, shareholder value is no longer their main objective, which kind of flies in the face of what a conventional, traditional focus has been, where it's all about shareholder value. Now, they're not saying that profits are not important. They're not saying shareholders aren't important. They're saying that let's broaden our lens of focus. And so shareholders, we value you. You invested in our companies. But we're going to focus on stakeholder engagement, which means they're going to pay attention to the shareholder, to the customer, to the supply chain, to communities, and really kind of get more feedback from a lot of other people to help them make decisions on how they are going to evolve as a business.
And again, these are, like you're saying, these are Fortune 500 companies. But even at a local level, and of course, this is big because Colorado Springs, we've played a big role in this. Starting with, because you've had businesses come to you guys saying it's social impact, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely.
And you guys work with businesses on shifting their thought process, right, about this kind of shift in business operation.
It is. I think it's what we're seeing right now is a trend in businesses across really the globe, but I mean specifically here in the U.S., it's this whole notion of profit and purpose. So make money, create jobs, have the same kind of economic powerhouse that the United States has had for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that, but also let's add this other component to provide more purpose and provide more value to customers, to employees. There's a great quote here by Jamie Dimon, who's the chair and also the CEO, J.P. Morgan Chase. And he said this. He said, "The American dream is alive but fraying. And because of this, purpose is not the sole purpose of profits, but the animating force for achieving them," which is what Larry Fink wrote. Hmm. So again, what they're saying is, we've got to really pay attention to our average workers with a lot of this stuff. And here's the reason. Here are the numbers. This is kind of interesting. So since 1978, the average CEO salary has increased by 928%.
Since when?
1978.
928%.
And then the average worker salary, wait for it, has increased by about 12%. There's a major problem with that.
That's like a wait with the silence. We need the wait. Hold on.
Right. Pause.
Did y'all get that?
Right.
Worth a dramatic pause. For sure.
Yeah.
And so what companies are saying is, we got to pay attention to the middle class. If the middle class disappears, nobody's going to buy products from these corporations.
Yeah.
So 200 companies signed on to this statement saying that we've got to focus on stakeholder engagement. We got to pay more attention to our employees, pay them better, give them better benefits. We've got to give back to the communities that we are in. We've got to provide more values and partner with our suppliers,
suppliers.
And provide, just all these kind of things that, in all honesty, this is stuff that some businesses have been doing for a very long time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great businesses here in Colorado Springs, as you mentioned, that have already been doing this
for
a very long time. So this is nothing entirely new. What's interesting about it is just kind of the timing of it, the letter, the verbiage that's kind of going into it. These companies are really saying we gotta watch out for our middle class because one, we want to make sure it doesn't go away. This is the economic driving force Americans are for the entire world in terms of buying products. This is what keeps kind of other economies afloat. But specifically with this, now they're saying we got to make sure that we're helping them out so they can continue to be successful, work for these large corporations, and also purchase products from them.
Well, and the crazy thing is, like you said, wait, I want you to give those numbers again, Jonathan. CEO salaries increased 928%.
Since 1978, correct.
And employees 12%.
In the same time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Right. That says a lot.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. We're just going to leave on the silence right there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Jonathan and Paul next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with Paul Myers Bennett, Jonathan Liebert, BBB, Southern Colorado, and we're talking about this shift, which has been going on for a little bit now.
Yes.
But of this thinking in especially major companies, especially like Fortune 500 companies, and the CEOs of nearly 200 companies just said shareholder value no longer their main objective. And it's looking at employees, it's looking at suppliers, it's looking at, you know, creating a community, right? Is basically kind right. of what about their product. And that's kind of the focus, isn't it? It's more of a community, communicate, creating relationships, right? Is kind of the...
I think they know that long term they need to create not only shareholder value, but that's not number one. They need to have their employees stay.
Yeah.
They want to create work cultures where they can not only retain employees, but get new ones.
Right.
I mean, in this economy, employees want to go to where they have flexibility, mm-hmm. where they're thought of, their needs are met.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, these Fortune 500 companies did sign the statement,
which was huge. And again, it was a letter drop. I mean, kind of like a mic drop, but a letter drop,
right?
So let's go. We kind of talked about some of the pros, but there's pros and cons for businesses, right, in doing this.
Absolutely.
And it, small to even large major corporations, right?
Right. And I think, you know, it's interesting. If you've been following this kind of story, there's definitely a lot of people that are kind of saying, yep, right on. This is awesome. I love it.
Right.
And then you got the other kind of half of people going, what are you doing? Like, this could be dangerous, and how dare you? But I think, you know, just in terms of kind of talking to people, just even here locally in this community, their sentiment is, we've been doing this since the 70s. You know, we absolutely believe in this as a small business, as a privately owned business. This isn't new. And at the same time, you've got people kind of saying, all right, this is cool. Like, I agree with everything in here, but put your money where your mouth is now. Right. And because you've got some really big companies in here like Apple and Amazon and Walmart. And it's like some of those companies have good track records. Some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are saying, well, is this a way to kind of garner customer support? Is this a way to gather media attention? You know, what does this mean? And certainly time will tell. But I mean, it's just interesting. And that's why we're talking about it today, that people are really looking for something that's a little bit different. And in all research that we're kind of looking at, too, a lot of people are actually looking for businesses to kind of lead them and tell them how the future is going to look. But also because, let's be honest, businesses give you your paycheck and you rely on them for a lot more than just that now. And people are turning to them for leadership.
Wow. Yeah, we were kind of talking about that before we started on, let's just talk about it. The big moves today by, what is it, Walmart and Kroger.
That's right.
Walmart has said, I mean, that's a big move by Walmart.
Big move today.
They're not going to sell a lot of ammunition anymore, which is 20% of their total sales.
Right.
And asking folks not to carry they've had two shootings, mass shootings in their stores, right. Asking folks not to carry weapons. And then Kroger kind of followed suit. And we kind of made the comment, and, you know, it's good for discussion if, you know, we've been talking about this as a country, right, for a long time. Like, how do we solve these mass shootings? And then now the companies are going, well, here's what we're doing.
Right.
Right? Kind of leading the way.
No, and it is. And it's difficult, right, because you've got businesses that are kind of getting involved in some of these. One could take this as a political statement. I think for them it's probably just based on what does their business model look like. Mm-hmm. They want to keep their employees safe. You've got people that are telling Walmart, phenomenal job, thank you so much. And then you've got other people, specifically the NRA, saying, you know, how dare you?
How dare you, right.
And, you know, it's a difficult position for businesses to be
right.
in. And this is not something that even, you know, 20 years ago, anybody would even kind of enter into. You would not want to alienate any of your potential customers right now. You stay out of the political kind of fray.
Right.
And what we're seeing, and I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, it's just
yeah,
this is now the world we live in.
Right, yeah.
You're seeing more and more businesses that are kind of stepping into this fray. And again, I don't think they're doing it because they're trying to make a statement. I think a lot of times it's they're being forced to kind of do something along these lines where there is some kind of, you know, tough issue at hand.
Right.
It's a difficult position, but again, you've got people that are asking about these things and asking businesses what their stance is on it.
But interesting, though, like you said, will some of these major corporations that are part of this kind of business roundtable going, yeah, we're going to do this, are they going, like you said, some people
will
are
they
going,
follow through?
Will they follow, through?
Mm-hmm.
Is this just a statement to see? Everybody's got their business models.
Right.
So one of the things the statement said is each one of these almost 200 companies committed to the following: delivering value to their customers. That's a given, correct? Investing in our employees. That's kind of new.
That is kind of new, right?
Yeah. And that means compensating them fairly and providing benefits that include training and education. So that's interesting. They also have agreed to dealing fairly and ethically with their suppliers, which is including transparency of where they source their materials, supporting the communities in which we work. Normally, a business isn't necessarily
focused locally.
And yeah. This says, hey, we're going to be focused locally because we want the money to stay locally as well. They also generate long-term value for their shareholders. So it's interesting, this shift. And then it will be interesting to see if they follow through.
Yeah, it really will. And this is, like you guys were saying, some businesses locally are like, hey, welcome to the what we've been doing for four
Absolutely.
Decades.
Absolutely, right. Right.
And there's also a lot happening locally. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take our news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about BBB for good.
That's right.
And what is happening locally, because Colorado Springs in some ways is, you guys are being asked to come and teach kind of what's happening here, right,
right.
in other communities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing here, which is fascinating.
Right.
It's awesome.
Got a lot of cool things going on here in Colorado Springs.
We really do. So we're going to have more with Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers Bennett when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra. KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers Bennett, BBB of Southern Colorado, and this interesting shift. And it's not new. Not new.
No. Not at all.
Not at all. But there was the business roundtable, CEOs from nearly 200 companies just said and kind of dropped the letter saying, thanks, shareholders. You're important, but not that important. And kind of being, it's corporate social responsibility is kind of what it's being phrased as, right?
Yeah, I think this is a good example of mm-hmm. that, and moving away from just pure shareholder to it's a stakeholder model where you've got customers, you've got employees in there, you've got the community that these businesses are in. And, you know, it's about shareholders and making money, but they're focusing now on kind of long-term gain versus just only short-term.
And the focus, and Paul, we keep talking about this too, is they're afraid the middle class is going to go away.
That's right.
And that's what's driving this philosophy shift.
Exactly right. If they don't change something, in 10 years, will there be a middle class to buy the products that they're currently selling? So they need to invest in their employee base just to keep the economy that we have to afford their products.
Yeah, and kind of focus in their consumers, right, and kind of treat it like a community.
Right.
Right. And we kind of talked about this. We've had, you guys have had entire workshops
right.
with the UCCS, with UCCS on mm-hmm. millennials
mm-hmm.
and how they are absolutely driving a lot of this right now.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting statistics, we now know that the millennials are the largest generation of any. They right. eclipsed the boomers a couple years ago.
Right.
But here's the other thing that's interesting, right? Is right now, in terms of buying power, millennials have the most buying power of any generation. Now, don't get me wrong, boomers still have the wealth. They have the most disposable income, but they're saving it. And right now, there's this massive transference of wealth going to the Gen Xers and to the millennials that's coming from boomers. But the people that are spending it primarily because they're kind of coming into their work careers and whatnot is the millennials. And here's another interesting statistic that goes with that is that, so number one, buying force, buying power, businesses are paying attention to them because of that fact. 75 to 85% of them are interested in buying from companies that make money and are successful financially, but also have a higher purpose behind them, that are also giving back to communities, to causes, and reinvesting those dollars into doing things the right way. And, you know, from a BBB
employees,
standpoint,
like
right,
that,
it's
yeah.
like these are businesses that we accredit every day. You know, we have phenomenal mm-hmm. businesses here in this town that have been doing this since the 70s and whatnot. And so we've got a lot of local businesses that they read this article and are like, that's nice.
Welcome to what we've been doing for,
you know,
for
small business. We've been doing this. You had to do this. So this right. is coming from corporate, you know, America. But again, it's a strong statement coming from them. But I think here locally, people are definitely saying that's great. Thank you so much for saying that. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, this is how we've been running our businesses here in Colorado Springs for many years.
But with this statement, that also leads, and we kind of touched on this before, okay, you say you're going to do it, but so it's not holding them accountable, but it, I guess kind of like best practices, right? If you say you're going to be kind of more focused on a social responsibility, right?
Exactly.
Then, and is that kind of what the BBB is kind of looking at right now? Like, again, your guys is to work on like, okay, are you scamming people? Are you, yeah, but how about best practices when it comes to this social responsibility?
Right. And that's been our mission. I mean, our mission for over 100 years has been, you know, building trust in the marketplace. And how do we create that trust between consumers and also with businesses? In what we are seeing right now is just, you know, the same type of thing is that, okay, this is the big issue where people have kind of asked the question about, all right, that's great for folks that have signed this letter and are going to kind of do business a little bit different. Who's going to hold them accountable? And, you know, BBB is not in the position to hold businesses in that sense accountable or to regulate them. That's not our job. That's not what we do. Our job is to provide information, objective information to consumers and business owners so they can make informed buying decisions. We have a website. That's the product that we have that we give away for free. But what BBB is interested in doing now, and we're building a pilot program across the United States and Canada, it's called BBB for Good, where we are going to begin to set some benchmarks on, okay, you say you're going to do these things. We're going to go and look for them, you know, if you're interested in having, you know, an accreditation. If you say that you're giving money away.
Because it's an extra accreditation, right? That they can, not only their rating, but, oh, look, would they do for good,
right? It could potentially be that. Okay. Conscious consumers, and I think that's a specific word, is that consumers are becoming more and more conscientious, more conscious about where their products come from, who's making them, was it ethically sourced, you know, was it a child, you know, in some kind of, you know,
place right, making child labor type shops, thing, yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
You know, people are more aware of this stuff, and it's important to them, specifically millennials. Who absolutely want to buy something that they're going to need and use every single day, but also knowing that it's giving somebody else an opportunity for a job, or it's giving money back to, you know, a nonprofit of their choice, or it's investing in their city. And so as people are more buying more and more of this stuff, we got to pay attention to that. And they're asking the question, where do I find these businesses? Where's the list? Because I want to buy from them. But for that same list, I also want to know who's on it because I want to go work for them too.
So interesting, yeah.
BBB is currently pulling together that list. And so we've started in 8 communities across the U.S. and 2 in Canada, and we're going to add more by the end of the summer. And so phase 1 will be let's start to begin to create a list of just these businesses that are
that have
conscious.
Been vetted. And
well, it's just right now just the list. So
okay.
They've got some of this stuff. We'll put them on the list. We'll let people know, hey, they have not been vetted. That's phase 2. That's coming later. Where we'll begin to vet the people on that list and then kind of give them, you know, a trust mark of some sort where we're kind of telling people, here are the banks of the river, here's some best practices, here's what you should look for, here's what we've vetted, and here's what we've asked them. And so, you know, we want to make sure that people have some good information so they can make good informed buying decisions. That's our job.
Well, when we were talking in the breaks, it's like, okay, and Paul, you're the youngest of us all here. We'll just say it.
About the same. But we're all Xers.
We're all Xers. But, I mean, and I'm nowhere near a millennial, but yeah, I mean, I go by this as well. There are businesses I won't shop with, right? And that's just kind of spreading on, isn't it? I won't shop with them because of some of the things that they may do. And that feeling is kind of, or like you said, best practices or where they source their products from. I mean, it really is a driving force amongst consumers now, isn't it?
And more so, and more so again, with the highest spending power buyer, which is the millennial force. They refuse pretty much to just buy something because of price. They want to know that their dollar is going to something they support.
Right.
And so they're spending with purpose.
Right. Which is amazing. It's a total shift.
It is.
It's a total shift. Well, and we were kind of talking before this, and you know, I brought Facebook into the conversation because they're making shifts too on how their businesses run. And you see it on the platform. It's all relational now. And isn't that kind of like a driving force we're kind of seeing too amongst all these different businesses?
Right.
It's amazing. It's social.
It's social. And ultimately, I think it comes down to trust.
Yeah.
Trust is a huge keyword, and you'll hear it on the radio. You'll hear it on TV. And it right now, it's who can a consumer trust? Do they trust the government? No, that's a little shaky. Do they trust, you name it? They want to trust people and have that that group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when are you guys going to kind of, of course, because you guys work closely with businesses here already,
right,
that are more social impact and want to be change more. So what is their purpose? What do they do community wise? But for this BBB for good, so you're going to start putting up kind of some best practices. I know you're traveling, Jonathan, all over.
Right.
As part of, you know, getting this project launched.
Yeah, so with these 8 pilot sites across the U.S. and Canada, we're actually teaching them how to do some of the work that's been done here in Colorado Springs. So Colorado Springs is unique in the sense mm-hmm. of we've got a phenomenal business ecosystem.
Yeah.
We've got great businesses here.
We do.
We really do.
Yeah.
They care. They're impactful. They give back. They are, you know, present. They put their money where their mouth is.
Right.
I mean, and I think that's the easiest way of summarizing it. We've also got a strong philanthropic roots here in this community. We've got just a strong tradition of strong nonprofits, of businesses giving to them and creating true impact. I mean, this is just what this city's been doing. And so we've kind of learned a lot. We've done a lot here in this town. And what's kind of cool is that we're going to take that and we're going to expand what we've learned here in Colorado Springs and push this
throughout. I'm sorry, but
right?
Yeah,
this is the, woohoo, Colorado Springs.
Way to go, Colorado Springs. That's why we love it here, right?
We got some best practices here, and that's
and that's
exciting.
What folks are looking at.
They are absolutely interested.
How do we
in
be Colorado Springs?
In a lot of this.
In a lot of aspects.
What have you guys done? And I think what's encouraging to us is that we've gone around and done some of these trainings in different parts of the U.S. and then now in another country. It's interesting to kind of hear validation every single time of you guys are doing what? This is cool. Yeah, we need this.
Wow. And that says a lot.
Why haven't we been doing this already? So it's not, you know, and again, Colorado Springs has got good stuff going on, but other people want to do it too and can do it.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see more people in the sense of BBBs trying to explain, because you got to be careful of greenwashing. You got to be careful of cause marketing.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
You just got to be aware. So again, it's consumer, be aware that the stuff's going on, you know, and BBB is trying to kind of get some more information out there. But, you know, for right now, still consumers, you got to know what you're buying. You got to do the research.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the coolest things about BBB for good is it will be the first place where a consumer can go to BBB.org and filter what businesses locally, whether you're in Seattle or Colorado Springs or you're on a trip to New York, where you can see what businesses at least say that they're a social impact business. And then after that, hopefully a trust mark does appear. And
we're working on it.
Yeah, that's a huge program to launch. So we got to take a quick break. We'll have more when we come back on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers Bennett, BBB Southern Colorado is here. Can folks go read this letter? I'm assuming it's posted on a website, because really it is very impactful, this letter from the Business Roundtable.
It is. They absolutely can. And I think they can also read the 100 other articles
about it
on this as well. Some very much in support, some really kind of questioning, what are you thinking? So go and read it. Check it out. It's interesting stuff.
Especially if you're a business owner or maybe, you know, a manager of a bigger business or something like this, and like, hey, you know, and we were also talking during the break, which is very interesting, in so many different other countries are like, hey, U.S., welcome to the party. We've been here for a while. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
In the social impact space, they definitely have been waiting for us to kind of come and help out. You know, as the number one economy in the world, we have a lot to give, not obviously from just, you know, an economic standpoint, but also just from experiential standpoint.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of really savvy business owners, you know, in the Colorado Springs community, but also throughout the U.S. that are going to figure out a way to implement some of the stuff if they decide to do that.
Right. And that's just it's going to be an interesting shift to watch, especially now that this letter has come. Like you said, there's hundreds of other articles on this, but for this 200 CEOs to be like, okay, we're on board.
And not just, you know, CEOs. They signed the statement of purpose for a corporation, and those include, you know, Bank of America, Boeing, GM, Walmart. Think of the biggest companies out there, and that's who's promised to change their structure towards this more employee and community friendly.
Yeah, it's a bold statement, and time will tell.
It's going to take that kind of mental thought process shift and go, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a giant shift for a lot of businesses.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Okay, so let's talk about Impact Saturday, which plays into all of this. How amazing does that work?
It's a great tie-in. Yeah, thank you.
Do you like
so much
how we kind of like
segue?
I do.
I'm a pro at segues. Not that you guys didn't write it down right there on the notes. No. No, but it is perfect. It makes the perfect being in Colorado Springs that is on the map for this. Right. Impact Saturday, November 9th.
That's right. Downtown Partnership. They put on a number of passports to visit local businesses that are in the downtown area. We're working with them to put on this Impact Saturday on November 9th.
Okay.
Where we will detail social impact businesses or conscious businesses in the downtown area that people can shop with purpose. So it's actually shop and dine with purpose, make an impact.
Yeah.
Is the slogan for the day. And there's also some VIP seats available where a bus will go around and there'll be some curated tours of social impact businesses. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're expecting
hundreds of people down there. Is this the first Impact Saturday?
It is.
Yep.
That's awesome. Impact Saturday. Yeah. So how do folks get involved, get tickets or get, or is it just come shop and here's your list and it sounds like, but the VIP thing, you get tickets.
Right, right. No, so we will shop. We will, let you know.
More details.
More details coming soon.
Okay.
But there will be a website for it. You can always go to the Downtown Partnership.
Okay.
They will have it on theirs. We'll put it on the Better Business Bureau or BBB.org website.
Perfect.
So you can visit there and know where to go.
But yeah, there will be tickets to purchase coming up here shortly. We're still a bit of a ways out here, but yeah.
I'm all excited. Come on, it's the holiday season. We're gearing up. Did you guys get your pumpkin spice lattes yet?
Yeah, well, as soon as you see that, right, you're like, oh man, fall is here. And then I felt it this morning. It was a little chilly.
I know. So. When I got up and took the dogs out this morning, I was like, oh, you can feel it. Okay, so let's talk about, and I know, Jonathan, you help with all of this, but I really want to give local businesses, we've talked about this before, how they can reach out, contact you, social impact, stuff like that, because there's still a lot of businesses that want to be part of this and kind of change
absolutely.
That thought process. And it's a big thing. It's absolutely, and you help them and guide them in a lot of this. And
absolutely. And they can absolutely reach out to us through the Better Business Bureau. I mean, BBB is getting more involved in this. And again, more product kind of yet to come, but we are developing and designing some stuff to kind of help consumers and even businesses figure out, you know, what are the banks of the river? What are the best practices?
Yeah.
How do I recognize this from just cause-related marketing?
Right.
You know, but then also on the other side, there's the Colorado Institute for Social Impact, which is CI4SI.org. Those are where there's a lot of classes, and these are two different organizations. So BBB is interested in doing a list and a trust mark. The Institute is a separate, you know, 501c3 that's interested in just educating and training for-profits and nonprofits on this, because this is, we talked a lot about businesses today that are having more of kind of a mission and impact, but there are also nonprofits that are turning to business to generate income from them for them to become more sustainable.
Right.
And so what we're just seeing right now is just a lot of change in the marketplace. And this is exciting for some. It's disconcerting for others.
Yeah.
We're just trying to kind of provide information, education, and value. We're a resource for folks.
Yeah.
And so go to BBB.org, contact us that way. If you're interested in the social impact space, which is separate from this is more corporate social responsibility. CI4SI.org is another resource. So
I keep writing it down wrong. CI4SI.org. There we go.
CI, the number 4SI. That's the Colorado Institute for Social Impact. Yeah. Just we're a resource, and we're in the backyard here for Colorado Springs and for Colorado. We get people from all over the state now that are coming, and we've got a certification program going for the Institute that we're going to have people from out of state coming in to learn what's going on here in this great city.
You know what? This letter is a big statement, and again, I mean, look at you're traveling the country, and you know it's going to be an interesting shift. Like some people are going, wait a minute, breaks,
right?
And then the others are going, come on in,
yep,
right,
absolutely.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and talking about it. It's very interesting. And again, you can go find this letter online. If they have questions, call you guys.
That's right,
absolutely.
Yeah, or BBB.org.
BBB.org.
I always want to put the SC in there. Why do I do
that? That's our old website address. So
is it?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
We just changed it. So
I know, because I was
to mess
like,
with you,
my brain keeps going. Why? My brain always wants to put the SC in there.
For Southern Colorado, but
exactly.
No, just BBB.org, and technology will take us right here,
where we
page.
Need to go. That's you guys
right.
are awesome. Yep. Thank you for talking about this today.
Thanks for having us.
Reach out, questions, all that good stuff. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for
thank
coming
you.
Up next. Tom Martino on KRDO News Radio.